3 months' time that thing filled up. It truly did. And they just would tease me when our friends would come over from Tulsa, you know. Where did you get all this water? Well, is there a creek running into this and all that, you know? And I said, no, it just started raining. It just rained, and it's, and the rains came. And that's just what they were saying when they went off home. But that is truly what happened. Granddad was even afraid that because the dam wasn't any older, you know, he was afraid that the dam was going to go out. Oh. And that was one of the times that the water came up so high down in this part of town, see.
No, that was, you had one of your floods. So.
Yes, and he just knew that dam was going to come out. Mm. So he came down and got me. Lester wasn't home. And I said, well, okay, come on down and we'll go home with you for a while. But I never have been really afraid, but I think Daddy is. He really is afraid of this part of town. We'll have to show you that dam.
I think I've been past it. It's
just down that high.
It's a nice lake.
Did you come that way this time?
No, not. I came in from Cleveland.
Yeah. It's good fishing out there too.
That's what I've heard.
We have all kinds of plans for you when you get through this deal.
Well, it might be next fall, but we just can't tell. That nut guy might grab hold of Calvin's coattails and come over here some weekend.
Well, Dad wanted it, but maybe we couldn't set a dive for some Saturday this summer. Just in time this summer, some Saturday. We could just sort of mention a tentative dive now and see how it works out.
Well, I'd rather not set any dates till I get my interviews done, because I lost this last week. I'm just in a blue funk because of that man up there.
That's too bad. The man over at Ponca.
Yeah.
And you don't have anybody else over there to...
No, I have a friend up there. She teaches school. My wife has known her since she was a little girl. But we've called four times, I guess, and haven't gotten her yet. So I'm just going to wait until we get hold of her. Let her make the suggestion. Because I think she knows the city fairly well and the people in it. And she can probably direct the person I want. This man I talked to was a dandy. Just as resigned and natural, but he couldn't see any point to it.
Oh.
Why would anyone be interested in the way people talk?
Well, that doesn't make any difference to me. I mean that thought, it doesn't make any difference.
Well, he,
what you're going to do with it.
He probably just didn't understand, you know. Mm-hmm.
He didn't. And then, he was retired, but he didn't want to admit it. I talked to his son several times when I was waiting for him. They said, well, we give him the office here, so he will feel that he really has some place to go. But he kept making himself busy with all these important jobs. I think he just hated to admit that he could spend time in this if he really wanted to. And he was fairly well set in his ways. He didn't want to routine about
it. Sometimes it isn't good, though, for some people to just decide they don't have to do anything.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's best for them to have something.
Well, I found, really, that if I get a busy person, I'll probably get my interview. But if
that's
I get someone
right.
who isn't busy, time means nothing, and that's all there is to it.
You might could even find somebody in the Episcopal Church there, you see, that might would give you all the time you need. You know, we have, what was her name? A girl was in our class at school that moved to Palmer.
Oh, that's my wife's friend.
Well,